And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Actually, I'm Mary Goulet. Welcome back to Reinvention Radio with Steve Ulscher and Richard Otte on Soulful Sunday.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love that. What are we going to be soulful about?
Soulful. Okay, so you guys know I do my Mary Goulet show on Tuesdays, and I had a dear friend who was out to Encinitas from Iowa, and she had lost a child, so we were just talking about a variety of topics about how to grow yourself and really do what you would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're a writer or you're a speaker, you're a contemplative, thoughtful thinker, you hear things that come through your mouth that you're like, oh, that was good. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not something like you thought of it, you know, it just comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised because something came through. It was, she was saying that she was stuck in wanting to start a group for moms who lost a child.
Mm.
Really, really intense. And I said, it just takes one mom. And I said, what could be the first step you could take? Because she was saying, well, what if no one wants to show up? Who am I to do this? Da, da, da. And I said, you know what's amazing? I said, I get what you're saying because I've had the same loyalty to fear in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that phrase, loyalty to fear.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what? That descriptive phrase makes it possible to break your loyalty to fear. And I gave the example of doing my go with your gut soulful stuff in my show by myself and not having someone else in the room to do it with me.
Yeah.
So Richard would always say, just commit to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would do that intermittently. And then he'd say, just show up at the studio. So I'd show up. And then one day I was like, I am so done with not just going big and bold with this programming.
Yeah.
So I just sat down and I burned my loyalty to fear in front of the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, can you relate to this?
I mean, I certainly can, and kind of begs the question of where do you think some of this stuff comes from? It's like, I know like when I sit down to write, it's not terribly dissimilar to like when you sit down, you know, when you guys sit down and you have conversations with people. It's like my wife, as you know, and perhaps some of you who are listening and know this as well, my wife is a funeral director and embalmer, and it's like when whatever that spark is or whatever that's in you is gone, you're just like a tub of goo on, you know, on a table, right? I mean, it's like whatever that spark is, whatever that light is, whatever
spirit,
it is that makes
that
you
yeah.
your personality and so on. What has always kind of, I guess it's something that I have a hard time in my own mind getting my arms around is like, where does this stuff come from, right? So like loyalty to fear, which is a great way to think about how our relationship is with things that we may not necessarily want to do or are scared to do. Like, where do you think that came from? Like, is that something, like, it sounds like that's something you've never said before in your life. And yet there it was that just, you know, emanated from you. Do you believe that's something coming through you in that moment of time?
Okay. So I'm not sure exactly what you're asking me, but I kind of have two answers. I think how we're raised, how we respond to different things in our childhood, in high school, and whatever might be the case, we can have inklings of self-doubt, and self-doubt is the genesis of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just skip over self-doubt and you just live in fear. And it could be introducing yourself to someone, new environments, new hobbies, activities, whatever it might be. And if you're resilient and determined, you'll overcome those fears
mm-hmm.
and diminish them on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the other part of the question I think you may have been addressing, I really do believe that we are fueled by a little bit of the soul we let seep into us. And when we're gone, we go back to that full-blown soulful spirit that we are.
Mm.
But some people really try to bring as much soul into their life. And that's what I try to do. I try to follow my life and not, oh, I'm going to get this job and I'm going to do this. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take initiative, but I really want to work from that space.
Yeah.
Richard's writing furiously.
He is, right? But I guess what I'm saying is like when I sit down to write, I don't feel like those thoughts come from me. I don't know where they come from.
Okay, so they don't come from little Steve. They come from big Steve. And big Steve is the true soulful Steve. It's the part that you look at your kids and you go, so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the butt, but so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, you're seeing their big...
Good thing they're so awesome. You put up with the pain in the butt because they're so awesome. Otherwise, you wouldn't.
Exactly. So do you have something to add to that?
Oh, I... Yeah, I mean, it's fear. I think actually sometimes is really just trying to protect us.
Oh, absolutely.
And at any given time, we just pick the most daunting thing and kind of grab onto it to stay in the same place sometimes. And the loyalty to fear to me sometimes almost seems more like stay where you're at is always safer, you know, for some people.
Sure.
And so, I guess if I was to add anything, it would really be a start with a question. It would be, how does someone know the difference between what's fear that really is like, don't go that direction fear? Like, cause fear comes from a good place if you think about it. Like, oh, there's a horn in the middle of the cornfield.
Well, it's like premonition versus fear is the kind of how I delineate between the two. Like, I have this, like, it's like, you know, don't do that. Is that a premonition or is that fear kind of kicking in?
Yeah. So if you have a reason why you're afraid and you can explain it to someone, then oftentimes it's your ego or your heart, because your ego is doing everything in the world to keep you safe emotionally, psychologically, physically, mentally, financially, every way you can imagine.
Yeah.
But your heart wants to keep you safe and make you feel good.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you see the horn in the cornfield, you're not necessarily afraid. You're turning around and going the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, I'm afraid to sit down in front of this mic because what if people are going to judge me? I stumble, I stagger, I stutter, I don't sound good, whatever it might be. That's my ego saying, are you sure you want to stick your neck out on this one?
You know, it's interesting. Have I ever told you my acronym for fear? Do you know that one? So, you know,
I'm afraid.
You should be. So there are a few of them.
False evidence appearing real.
Right. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. So mine is, forget everything about reality.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, see, okay, yay. I get a yay from Mary.
That's good.
So, you know, because it's like things won't ever go as great as you think they might, or as poorly as you're concerned that they might. It's usually going to be somewhere, you know, in between those two extremes. And I think what ends up happening is a lot of people just simply end up forgetting about reality, and they allow that fear to basically put the handcuffs on so they don't take that step forward. But from your experience, Mary, so how do people then break through fear? If it's just screaming at them, what are some of the things that people can do?
So when I was my guest, Shonda, we were talking about that, and I said, you know what? One simple step after another.
Mm-hmm.
Just one. Break it down. Like I said, I came in, I was judging myself to do my own show on the content that I truly wanted to. Now, I've done shows for 14 years, but never from such a vulnerable place.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove to the studio. I'd walk around and talk to people. No, I think I'll do a show next week. I'd sit down. And then one day I was like, I am so done. I'm just going to roll the dice, see if I can carry an hour by myself. So I just took one step each time. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that elephant ends up being a teeny tiny baby elephant when you're finished. You know what I mean? We make things so much bigger than they really are.
Yeah. What do you think, Rich? I mean, how do folks kind of blow through it?
I definitely believe it's what's next, not what is it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So most people kind of think, you know, what is it? Right? And if you think about your whole life, all the things, all the decisions you have to make, and then on top of it, it's like, what is the one thing I'm supposed to do, even though you're going to help us find that? It's like, I think you start by saying, what's next? And what's next is not the thousand steps, it's the next step. And I think it's just too daunting for some people to think, what is that one thing?
What's the next
thing can at least get you forward? So, for instance,
You got time.
Quick hair. I helped a client a while back lose like 100 and some pounds, 120 pounds.
I helped
and you can't even help me with 10?
Dr. Phil, you're not asked.
I helped a client lose $110, so yeah, there we go.
And, one of the things was I would never let him get out of it. It would be like, get your clothes ready, get everything ready for the workout. And when you wake up in the morning, no matter what, even if you don't feel like doing it, get your stuff on, go step on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And if you still feel like you don't want to, walk back in the house. You need some rest.
Yep.
But you'll find 95% of the time you'll just keep going.
Yeah, no, that's really
What's
good.
What's next?
It's really good. Man, so, boy, loyalty to fear. I like that.
I think it's a habit as well.
Yeah.
If we even sense something and we're like, oh, that's a new opportunity. Oh, that's something I've never let anyone watch me play the guitar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the takeaway from breaking your bond with fear. When I did my first show, it was exhilarating because I carried the show by myself, not once, but four or five times. Mm-hmm. And every show I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
And I ran out of time in my segments.
Wow.
So I crushed that fear.
Yeah.
And now we'll see what's next.
Right. Awesome. All right. So do you have a loyalty to fear? I mean, that is a really good question to contemplate. Loving this soulful Sunday. Thank you for that, Mary Goulet.
Thank you.
All right, Richie Ote, Steve Olsher, Roy Wade. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.